Braden Klimke joins us here right now on our post-game show. Tell me about your first playoff experience so far, three games in. How much different is playoff hockey compared to regular season?
Yeah, it's been tough. It's a lot faster, a lot more physical. They get on us pretty quick, so you got to play fast, keep it simple, and I think us young guys are learning as we go. So
you found that out right in the very first game, and it was a tough lesson to learn when you get mashed into the boards. John Flatter still thinks it's from behind. There should have been a penalty and not a shorthanded goal, but that's water under the bridge. But you found out in a big hurry just how exactly it's going to have to be. You have to move things pretty quickly in the playoffs.
Yeah, for sure. Like you said, you got to move things quick and kind of expect anything. So I don't know if I've ever been pressured that hard on the power play before. But, yeah, I found out quick, and now I know. So,
how do you guys feel about the way this game went tonight compared to the first two in Calgary?
Yeah, there was a lot of positives tonight. I mean, we were in the game. We were right there. And a couple of bounces go our way. I think it's a different outcome. But, yeah, good to see us play better for sure.
John?
I was going to touch on the relentless forecheck. It really seems like those hitmen are applying on the D. And I was wondering, is it starting to, and I don't think you're going to tell me the truth, but is it starting to have an effect? Are you guys starting to feel the effects of all of the forecheck and the hits and the repeated, just getting up off your butt?
Yeah, it's a little tough, obviously, but you gotta grind through it. It's part of the game, so.
And is there a way to expose maybe? Because we heard, I think it was Coach Sauer just saying, they're a little bit over-aggressive, and sometimes you can maybe take advantage of that. Are you guys starting to find ways where you might be able to open up some holes?
Yeah, I think just playing quick, making the first play you see, and beating, trapping two guys down there, whatever it is, so, yeah.
What have you heard from your veteran leaders about what happened a couple of years ago against Red Deer, and how much do you use and lean on those guys to try and slowly but surely chip away at this 3-0 deficit?
Yeah, I think they put us all in the right mindset. Just don't give up. Keep believing, and anything can happen. So they did it. Why can't we?
All right. Braden, congratulations on the game. All the best to you. Hopefully there's a good one tomorrow. Braden Klimke of the Saskatoon Blades.